Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk about Arta. What is the latest situation there? And what is happening? Arta heads to the Concorde to confirm the scrapping of Arta legislation. Joining me this morning is Stephanie Fick. She's the Executive Director of the Accountability Division at Arta. Stephanie, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you? Oh, no, we're not.
Well, thanks for having me.
It is a great, can I just clarify something? Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Actually, I don't know where I would have gone if you answered you were. And I really, it wasn't a setup. I had no idea if you were or if you weren't. I just reckon.
I must say, to be honest, I mean, there's probably TMI, but I'm not a big meat eater, but I definitely, you know, our bodies are made a certain way, I think.
I think that is true.
If you go without meat for a long time, it's like you crave.
Yeah, you get angry and then you have to tell people about it all the time and then you get very boring. So yeah, I know. It's not a good condition to live with. All right. Before I get myself into any more trouble than I am already in this morning, let's talk about Arta. What is the latest situation? This has been, it's honestly as confusing as load shedding schedules.
Yeah, and load shedding schedules is very confusing. I actually want to venture and say that I think it's even more confusing, if that is possible.
Right.
So we tackled Arta. We were really, right from the start, involved in Arta. So when they wanted to, so Arta is applicable only in Joburg and Pretoria. But they, I think they experienced a lot of problems. I mean, they ran out of money to serve people with infringement notices via the post or whatever. Arta has been going on since 1998. So it hasn't been a great success. So then they thought, but let's make a few changes. So let's make sure that people cannot elect to be tried in court. Let's make sure that we can send them an SMS. So that's where the Arta Amendment Act came in. And we really, we commented, we tried to consult with people saying this is, it's not going to work. So on a practical level, Arta is just bound for failure. They sort of didn't listen. You know, they had their view on why they wanted to start Arta, which is a administrative process.
Right.
And the bill was signed by the president. And they were supposed to enact it then. That will be, so then Arta would go nationwide. And the demerit system that was never enacted would then also be nationwide. And then we realized, but the act is also, so on a practical level, there's a problem. But there's also a constitutional problem.
Right.
Went to the High Court, get it declared unconstitutional, and we had to go to the Concorde so that they can confirm the unconstitutionality.
So once that happens, once they've confirmed it, is Arta dead and buried?
That's what we're asking for, because we do believe that, you know, all the sections are so intertwined. What you sometimes can do with unconstitutionality, and that happened, a recent example is the Electoral Act. So the Concorde didn't declare the whole Electoral Act unconstitutional. It only said section, say section 17 is unconstitutional.
We're not going to check you on that.
Too.
Right.
Yeah. So with Arta, because of the whole system, it is the most elaborate system. So in order to disconnect some of that will just not make sense, because the one article, points to the next article, points to the next, and then, demerit points is if you did not do this whole process and you get a demerit, or if you found guilty and, you know, your representations in a way. So it's so intertwined that you cannot sever. You cannot sever. So we said that the whole act should be declared unconstitutional. And if they agree, then yes.
We've had a conversation before where, and I think it was you who said the concept is actually not a terrible one. It's just the way in which it's been implemented. Is that right? Am I remembering correctly?
Yes. There's a lot of criticism for this whole elaborate administrative system. You know, you get, just quickly, you get an infringement notice. You know, if it's served on you, it's considered to be served within 10 days. Then you have 32 days, you can make representation, elect to be tried in court, the new one, took that away. Then there's a courtesy letter that's sent to you, and then you can make representation. It is is actually a more complicated. They wanted to make it easy, but it is extremely complicated. But what is, you know, acceptable is the fact that, you know, an administrative process is not necessarily a bad thing, you know, taking some of it out of court. And then the demerit point system, because they also argued yesterday why government was thinking about a demerit system is to sort of create an environment where, you know, it is the same around the country. So, you know, you don't get a situation where in Joburg, because they've accepted or doing something, that you'll get a demerit point here, but not in Cape Town. Or that, you know, you get a lot of tickets in Joburg, but Cape Town doesn't know it. So, but a very elaborate scheme. Whether it will work in South Africa is a different question.
So that's the crux of it, because you also need the whole system to function. I mean, I was laughing when you said you'll get something through the post office. I mean, that the assumption that we have a working post office is quite something. So that is, so the, once this happens, and when is this likely to happen?
We hope by next year. I think their term ends. Someone mentioned something. So hopefully before March.
Right.
Next year.
Right. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that story. Thank you. As always, that is Stephanie Fick, Executive Director of the Accountability Division of ALTA, talking to us about ARTO, the fact that it is now going to the Constitutional Court to try and declare it dead and buried once and for all.